Matt looks like the catfish of Andrew.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the roast. Oh yeah. All right, so what we're gonna do, one person's gonna yell insults to the other person's gonna say some shit back, and then we're gonna decide who the winner is. How does that sound?
Yeah.
Sounds amazing, yeah? All right, well, let's give it up for your first contestant.
Yeah.
She looks like Amy Winehouse with none of the talent and more of the problems. It's Abby Boone. Hell yeah.
Hey all.
And your next contestant, he trades kick flips for kid flicks. It's Maddie P.
Yo!
All right. Good luck, kids.
Slippity, slabbity, slop.
And if you're tuning in right now, no, this is not a step-sibling porno. This is the roast.
Well, that's news to me.
Wow.
All right.
Feeling confident.
All right.
I know Matt is definitely underprepared for this. I know that because whilst he was writing jokes a few days ago, he got super drunk and sent this voice message.
I need a roast, Abby, and I want your opinions on some of the jokes I've made. Is it too far? Is it too soft? Let me know. Call me back, little bitch. Call me back now. ASAP Rocky, little muffin. Please.
That was 2 days ago at 2 a.m. to Samantha, so, yeah, get ready.
Thank you, Samantha.
Abby.
Different Abby, what the fuck, thank you, geez, appreciate it. Look, Abby and I have been mates for a long time, so making a roast about her should be easy as she is. Thank you. She's like the girl next door, unless you know, like if you live next to a whorehouse. actually, no, Abby's not a whore. She doesn't get paid.
Call me a slut all you want, still won't fuck you. Matt is the biggest disappointment to the Nazi party since Hitler killed himself.
Jesus Christ.
Das ist nicht ein guter Jahr. Look, the worst thing about roasting Abby is the comebacks. You never know if you're going to get your own or some other c**s back.
As I'm sure we all know, Matt is quite the entertainer, proven by this magic dyke looking outfit. He loves to get a laugh and will stop at nothing until he gets it, which is why he comes so fast in bed.
Yeah. Look, that's actually me doing a lot of role play, like me and the missus. She plays like the sexy maid, and I play a guy that comes too fast, so that's what that is. That's what I do. Abby, maybe if you keep wearing low-cut tops, you'll find a partner who likes your personality.
Jesus Christ.
How do you make 55 kilos of bad attitude, low self-esteem, and daddy issues bearable? Dem titties.
Oh my God, do you think I'm 55 kilos?
No, that's just what that says there.
Matt looks like the catfish of Andrew.
That's fucking good. That's actually fucking good.
Also, it really helps that he's wearing the backwards hat today.
It is, it fucking got me good.
Yeah, you said it earlier and I was like, yes, please.
If Abby ran the way her mouth does, she'd be fit.
So true. I don't even have a comeback for that, that's just true. Matt looks like he still checks his MySpace and still only has 10 friends.
I've got nothing of that. That's good. The comments section has been asking, when will Abby get an OnlyFans account? And I think you should. Then you will be able to afford the rest of your top.
Maybe buy you some other clothing for once.
That's okay, but that was just a thought experiment.
Is that thought experiment? That's good. Matt is 5'7" and emo. His favourite song is Panic. I'm not tall enough to ride this roller coaster.
Fair enough. Teacher made a fish. And,
oh, sorry.
Calm, Maddie, calm. too many babies. Teacher made a fish and he will eat for a lifetime. Teach Abby to fish and she will accuse you of mansplaining, tell you that she already knows how to fucking do it, and then she'll suck the fisherman's to get the free fish.
What? Sorry, my bad. Boom roasted.
Thank you before ads for braces. Matt always seems to get hit on by lesbians. Not because he wants to fuck lesbians, but because lesbians think he's just a dyke.
Checks out.
Fair.
Abby is so loud that even deaf people say, shut the fuck up.
Oh my gosh. Matt looks like a priest who got removed from the church for not touching enough kids.
Yeah.
The best thing about dating Abby is that she's two-faced and she'll let you come on both of them.
And I still won't fuck you.
That's good.
Do you at least suck as well as you suck the fun out of everything?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I've been taking night classes 3 times a week.
How many jokes you got left? Are we smashing through these really quickly?
I can keep going and we can just cut the ones that didn't land. 14th,
but like really it's been 16.
I can just keep going and we can just...
Yeah, keep roasting me. I'm fine. I'm happy to sit here. I'll sit here with my comebacks and be like, ha-ha! Shibbity-babbity-boom! She's a whore!
Matt's a bit chunky. His favourite Fall Out Boy song is Sugar, We're Going Down because of the sugar. I can't do this.
I love it. Thank you, Cranky McBitch Pants.
Matt looks like the type of guy who tries to finger a girl at kick-ons in front of everyone.
You got embarrassed about that, didn't you?
Oh. Again.
Come on.
I got you.
Is my go for a joke?
Go for it.
Abby, what's heavier, the weight of your tits in your bra or the disappointment on the guys' faces after you take your bra off?
I don't.
That's rough.
I historically don't wear bras.
I know. Fuck it. Pretty bad.
Thank you, ghost of an alcoholic's past. Okay. Matt looks like the type of guy to try and pick up a girl on a bus, but then get kicked off the bus because his ticket wasn't valid.
Fair enough.
Whilst we're waiting for Matt to figure it out, Matt looks like he still shops at City Beach, but he's scared of the beach because the sand is too hot.
The most intelligent thing that's come out of your mouth, Abby, is someone's dick.
Someone's dick? We all know it wasn't yours. Okay.
Yeah.
Matt
lived with his...
When I get bullied, I get hard.
Thank you, sir.
You sound like the teapot from fucking Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, bitch, yeah. I'm short and stout, but I'm ready to put out. Keep going.
Matt lived with his parents on and off until he was over 30. Eventually, they did have to kick him out after he came home so drunk one night and crawled into bed with them asking for a threesome. It didn't happen, but you all believed it. And that says something about Matt. Did it happen?
It did happen.
That is good. No,
that's
fucked up.
Should we be? I'm no gynecologist, but Abby, you're just a
Matt hates the taste of coriander so much that he throws up. Yeah. Sorry, did I say coriander? I meant pussy.
Abby's like a bowling ball. You've got to at least put three fingers in it to pick her up, throw her down the fucking alley, and she'll still come fucking back. That's that one. That's that one.
That was a wonderful
one. Make sure you get that one in, son.
That's funny.
Get that in.
I like it.
Matt looks like the type of guy who asks, does this feel good whilst rubbing the inner thigh?
She's a fucking treasure. I just want to bury her.
Matt used to date a black German girl. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, y'all, shimmy. Nein! I don't even. I can't.
Das ist ein bisschen gut! Do not talk about my Fräulein! Das ist ein bisschen gut!
Bro, don't do Hitler. Advice?
That wasn't Hitler!
You're at the mantle. That was just at the mantle as well.
Jesus Christ.
Das ist ein bisschen gut!
There's no arms going a bit. Anyway, sorry, you're going.
Matt Where's puts the clan in Wu Tang Clan? Jesus Christ.
That's
good,
You're like the grey sprinkle on a fucking rainbow cupcake. Okay. Oh, it's dumb, but I fucking like it.
Can you look like off-brand Shannon Knoll?
That's fucking good. You look like meth addiction Hillary Duff.
Oh my god, thank you.
She's hot.
Yeah, Matthew that's McGuire. Not an insult.
Matthew McGuire.
Oh my god. You look like Fred Durst, fugly cousin.
It's so niche. So good, Alan. Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
Matt looks like both an elderly man and a teenager starting puberty.
I love it. I don't know about you guys, but I've learned a lot about today.
Oh, sorry, I do have one more. Matt once tried to...
Sorry, did the middle of my fucking sentence interrupt the beginning of yours? Fuck you!
Sorry, I'm gonna have a quick drink.
When people fall in love, they see fireworks. Matt hears, "Tonight will be the night that I won't fall for you." It was a fucking shit joke. Oh,
all right.
Nice. Thank you so much.
Hell yeah.
Fire.
All right. Well, any questions for these strapping young porn stars?
Yeah. What does a shippity bubbity do mean? What is it?
Look, it's usually like a filler to sort of fill the space and time until I work out what the fuck I'm trying to do up here.
Okay.
There's no cock back there.
Only yours. That was,
no,
I read that off.
That
was not my joke. I read that off his.
Any more questions?
It's more of a comment,
it's
that I don't feel safe with the kids going to either of these parents.
All right. That's fair. Now, who thought?
No.
Abby won.
Yeah!
And who thought
slut-shaming
won?
Yeah!
Oh, that's close.
Prejudice.
One more time for Abby.
Yeah!
One more time for slut-shaming. Yeah! It goes to slut-shaming.
His name's Matt.
Oh, Matt.
Just tell us in the comments. Abby got me for sure.
No, I didn't. Don't tell me.
Tell me.
Write another call out, please. No more call out, Matt. That didn't help for me last time.
I'll get out. I'll go on camera.
Nice.
It's
so hard to not laugh. I'm trying not to laugh.
Why were you not trying to
laugh?
Why?
You got a lot of laughter. Yeah, that was really good.